Amen. Glenn Irvin has been a faithful double-digit member for many, many years. And one time, I wrote out a check. He picks up the donuts for us and makes the coffee. He's down here sometimes at 7 a.m. in the morning. And when he has spare time, he's out there flying his airplanes. Well, one morning, the first of the month, I write him out a check. And he brought the check back to me. And he said, "Dell, my name is not Glenn Miller." So I made the check out to Glenn Miller. Can you believe that? And I almost put the Glenn Miller story up on the video screen. Then I checked myself. So Glenn, we really love you and appreciate you. Glenn is one of our workhorses at New Hope. Do you know the difference between the workhorse and the show horse? The show horse is all show and no work. The workhorse has a lot of show, but they also do a lot of work for us. And so Glenn is one of our veterans here at New Hope. We have several veterans here at New Hope. So Glenn, tell us just briefly, for those who do not know, what was your experience in the Vietnam War and in your military career?
Well, before Vietnam,
put your microphone up.
Before Vietnam, I was in Korea.
It was in Korea, okay.
1950. And then they sent me back to Fort Knox, Kentucky to teach tanks.
To teach tanks, okay.
Yeah, and then they sent me back in, much like the first time. And then in 1967, I got a call from Pentagon. And they said, "You got 6 months to get ready for Vietnam." Okay, they sent me over there and I stayed there all of 1968. I had five tanks. I was a tank platoon sergeant.
Okay, you was a tank platoon sergeant.
Right.
Okay, very good. So we honored Lynn because he's a veteran and he risked his life fighting that terrible war in Vietnam. Well, tell us briefly how you arrived at New Hope.
Well, if you remember, Jean Pfaff.
Correct.
She's the one that told Barbara and I about it. But I didn't pay too much attention. Barbara did. But one time I drove by the church during the week, and just happened my car just drove right in there. I parked and I went in and talked to, we had a big talk.
Correct.
And that's when I told Barbara, I said, "We need to join this church."
Yeah, yeah. Well, you did, and we are so glad that you had that automatic car that just drove automatically into the parking lot, way ahead of your time. But now, there's one very significant contribution you and Barb made to New Hope. There's many. We don't have time to tell them all. But the flag that waves out there and on the flagpole, he went and got it and donated it to Sunrise. He also donated the flag and flower pole to our other building on Lily Road. But we had a big fundraiser.
No, we didn't have anything to do with Sunrise.
You bought the flag, didn't you?
No, not to Sunrise. Just to New Hope when we were...
Oh, okay. I made another mistake today. That's okay.
That's all right.
Okay, now tell us about the big fundraiser that you and Barb were responsible for. Maytown.
Oh, Maytown. Well, between her and I and another little lady over here.
Hold the mic close to your mouth.
What's that? Grace.
Grace.
Between her and Barb, they fixed up the
display
for the donation can. Fixed that up real nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a Maytown run, had all the church involved 24/7, going out there and supplying coffee and cookies. That was a lot of fun. We raised quite a bit of money, didn't we?
Yes, we'd done that about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And each week we brought an estimate of $2,500.
Correct. That's wonderful. Wonderful memories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, a few years ago, Glenn and Barbara came in and saw me at the office, and they said that Barbara's health was deteriorating and that they were going to send her tithe in by direct deposit. So every month we get a tithe check from Glenn. And I think, you know, that might be a pretty good idea. Direct deposit your tithes into the church. Yeah. But in any event, then Barbara took a turn for the worse. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that.
I took care of her for 9 years.
9 years.
The last 2 years she was in the bed. And my children said, you're not going to be able to take care of her. I said, yes, I am. I got the hold of the hospice girls, and they taught me how to take care of her when they're not there. I said, I'm going to do it 24 hours a day. I said, she's mine.
Yeah, he took care of Barbara for 9 years, 24/7. And I thought, after I listened and watched Glenn, if I need a caregiver, when my health turns south, I'm going to call on Glenn if he's still around. And if Marianne's not around, Glenn's my man. But Barbara passed away exactly 1 year ago on her birthday.
On her birthday. That was 31st of May. So mm-hmm. She's been gone 1 year now.
Been gone 1 year. And so Glenn is moving on with his life, and he's enjoying his life, and he's having a lot of fun. And New Hope is so blessed to have you and Barbara, when she was alive, at New Hope as part of our New Hope family.
Thank you.
Let's give him a nice hand of appreciation. Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it.